A poor Essex man that was in great distress, most bitterly made his complaint in grief and heaviness. Through scarcity and want, he was oppressed sore. He could not find his children bread, he was so extreme poor. His silly wife, God wot, being lately brought to bed, with her poor infant sat at her breast, had neither drink nor bread. A woeful lying in, was this the Lord doth know. God keep all honest, virtuous wives from feeling of such woe. O husband dear, she said, for want of food I die. Some succor do for me provide, to ease my misery. The man with many a tear, most piteously replied, we have no means to buy us bread, and with that the children cried. They came about him round, upon his coat they hung, and piteously they made their moan, their little hands they wrung. Be still, my boys, he said, and I'll go to the wood, and bring some acorns for to roast, and you shall have some food. Forthwith the woeful man a cord he took with him, wherewith to bind the broken wood that he should homeward bring. And by the way as he went, met farmers two or three, desiring them for Christ his sake to help his misery. O lend to me, he said, one loaf of barley bread, one pint of milk for my poor wife, in childbed almost dead. Think on my extreme need, and lend me, have no doubt. I have no money for to pay, but I will work it out. But they in churlish sort did one by one reply, we have already lent you more than we can well come by. This answer struck his heart as cold as any stone. Unto the wood from thence he went with many a grievous groan. Where at the length, behold, a tall man did him meet, and coal-black were his garments all, from head unto his feet. Thou wretched man, said he, why dost thou weep so sore? What is the cause thou makest this moan? Tell me, and sigh no more. Alas, good sir, he said, the lack of some relief, for my poor wife and children small, 'tis cause of all my grief. They lie all like to starve, for want of bread, saith he. Good sir, vouchsafe therefore to give one penny unto me. Hereby this wretched man committed wondrous evil. He begged an alms and did not know he asked it of the devil. Hereby this wretched man committed wondrous evil. He begged an alms and did not know he asked it of the devil. But straight the hellish fiend to him replied again, an odious sinner art thou then that dost one such sustain? Alack, the poor man said, this thing for truth I know, that Job was just, yet never man endured such greater woe. The godly oft do want, and need doth pinch them sore. Yet God will not forsake them quite, but doth their states restore. If thou so faithful be, why goest thou begging then? Thou shalt be fed as Daniel was within the lion's den. If thus thou do abide, the ravens shall bring thee food, as they unto Elias did that wandered in the wood. Mock not a woeful man, good sir, the poor man said, redouble not my sorrow so that are upon me laid. But rather do extend unto my need and give one penny for to buy some bread my children poor may live. With that he opened straight the fairest purse in sight that ever mortal eye beheld, filled up with crowns full bright. Unto the woeful man the same he wholly gave, who very earnestly did pray that Christ his life might save. Well quoth the damned spirit, go ease thy children's sorrow, and if thou wantest anything, come meet me here tomorrow. Then home the poor man went, with cheerful heart and mind, and comforted his woeful wife with words that were most kind. Take comfort, wife, he said, I have a purse of gold, now given by a gentleman most fair to behold. And thinking for to pull his purse from bosom out, he found nothing but oaken leaves bound in a filthy clout, which when he did behold, with sorrow pale and wan, in desperate sort to seek the purse, unto the woods he ran. Supposing in his mind that he had lost it there, he could not tell then what to think, he was twixt hope and fear. He had not sooner come into the shady grove, the devil met with him again as he in fancy strove. What seekest thou here, he said, the purse, quoth he, you gave, thus fortune she hath crossed me. And then the devil said, where didst thou put the purse? Tell me, and do not lie. Within my bosom, said the man, where no man did come night. Look there again, quoth he. Then said the man, I shall, and found his bosom full of toads, as thick as they could crawl. The poor man at this sight, to speak had not the power. See, quoth the devil, vengeance doth pursue thee every hour. Go, cursed wretch, quoth he, and rid away thy life, but murder first thy children young and miserable wife. The poor man, raging mad, ran home incontinent, intending for to kill them all, but God did him prevent. For why the chiefest man that in the parish dwelt, with meat and money thither came, which liberally he dealt, who seeing the poor man come home in such a rage, was fain to bind him in his bed, his fury to assuage. Where long he lay forsick, still crying for his gold, but being well this whole discourse, he to his neighbors told. From all temptations, Lord bless both great and small, and let no man, O heavenly God, for want of succor fall. But put their special trust in God forevermore, who will no doubt from misery each faithful man restore.